Welcome back to another podcast today, guys. Probably the first podcast I've done in a while by myself, but yeah, let's get into it. I hope you guys are all staying safe. For those that are in Michigan that just got that, stay-at-home order extended through June 12th, you know, stay safe, follow the process. So hopefully later in June or even early July, we can get, you know, back to campus for Michigan, Michigan State, all that good stuff. But nonetheless, let's get right into it. So today's topic, as you guys all clicked on the video, Gabe Neely, three-star Michigan State defensive back commit. Yeah, guys, I mean, this has been one of the strangest, I guess you can say, a couple days of Mr. Neely. And before I get into all this, I just want to make a disclaimer. I have nothing against Gabe Neely at all. I wish him nothing but the best. Gabe actually was kind enough to join me on the podcast the day he committed, and I wish him nothing but the best. So I don't want anyone going out, oh, you're a hater. No, I'm just telling you guys what I think's going on. And I do have some insight. So yeah, just want to get that out there first. But, so I don't know what day it was. You guys can go check. About last week, he put out a tweet, you know, showing his highlights. And then it was multiple other offers, all that good stuff. And then I got, you know, of course me, you know, thinking, what the hell is this? So I hit up a few people. And obviously the first person I hit up, Mr. Alan True, 247 Insider. You guys all know him. Has about 40, 50,000 followers on Twitter. All that good stuff. You know, I asked him. I said, you know, what's going on, Alan? You know, do you know if Gabe Neely decommitted or what's happening? He goes, I do not. We asked Gabe, his high school coach, and his athletic director, and nobody answered. And you guys got to remember, this isn't some random guy asking all these people. This is Alan True, the Stephen A. Smith, the 247, and nobody's answering him. They're all ghosting him. And then I hit up a few commits, players, just, you know, hey, you guys hear anything about Neely? What's going on? Hopefully everything's good. He hasn't hit any of us back. What? I'm sorry, guys, but that's just, and I don't know if it's the same today, but this was multiple days ago. And the first thing I thought of, I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, I understand this kid's only 17 years old. You know, I understand all that. It's still only the end of May. He's not even a senior yet. But it's just not a good look, man. If you're going to decommit or whatever you're doing right now, you should put out a letter on Twitter saying, you know, I'm just going to reopen the process. You know, not really decommit, but just reopen the process. Evaluate all your options. Boom, that gets rid of all this nonsense where people are speculating on every board in the history, not in the history, but every board. Is he decommitted? Did he get his offer pulled? What happened? Nobody really knows. And I can tell you right now from a few people, he's still, I don't know how, still committed to Michigan State. He hasn't decommitted, but I don't know how much longer that's going to last, guys. I really don't. Someone said, you know, he might end up committing to Cincinnati, but I don't know. I really don't think Tucker and the staff are going to bullshit anymore and just wait around for him to be like, you know, like just be like, are you all in or what? You know, and I asked, I'm not going to mention, throw any names out, but, you know, I hit up one of the commits, or not even a commit, just a player I'm cool with that. And I said, you know, what's happening, man? And he hadn't hit him back. And then he did. And he told me, and, you know, if this is wrong and Neely wants to come at me, I don't care. I'm just telling you guys what he told me. Basically, Neely got quoted saying, not even quoted. This was just what he told the player. I'm not going to say he quoted him. But he said, basically, he told him there's more competition than Gabe anticipated when he committed. Now, I'm saying this as a disclaimer. I don't know if that's 100% true, guys. I'm just telling you what the player told me that he told him. So you guys know how that goes. It could end up getting wrong messenger, all that stuff. Just telling you, I'm just giving you guys info so I don't get, you guys know, 50 DMs the same question. I'm just clearing all this. So, back to Alan when he told me all that. And once Alan told me that, he goes, there's definitely something going on with this one. And I just laughed. I said, I mean, I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, damn, you know, if Alan can't find out, our own commits can't find out what's going on. You know, that's just, I mean, not that it's this, I mean, the way I thought of it is just, what a horrible way of handling your business. You know, I'm not hating on Neely, but it's like, you gotta, I know you're young, man, but you gotta handle business better than that. It's not a good look moving forward in life. So, Next thing, you know, I told you guys about, and then Alan also told me, he said, this is my guess, you know, he said, if this isn't, you know, I have no information to back this up, but Alan told me, my guess is other schools, you know, came coming and said, my guess is other schools coming in and him committing, you know, they just told him, like, I think he, what he's doing is, like, I don't know, guys, it's just weird, but, like, saying, you know, you not to commit early, but how he committed very early, other coaches might have told him, you know, reconsider, do this so maybe you can get more off. That's what it was, basically said. Maybe he can get more offers if he's not committed, but I don't even know if he's decommitted yet. But this is just some shit I've been told by Alan, and I talked to Corey about it. But basically, I'm sorry, guys, I bullshitted that last point. Alan basically said, you know, so he can, he hasn't really taken any visits, guys. Gabe never visited Michigan State, so he kind of committed early. Maybe, he said maybe he's doing this so he can get attention from other schools that weren't going to offer him when he was committed and all that stuff. But yeah, and then I obviously was talking to Corey, and if Corey doesn't know, Corey's as plugged in as anyone with recruits. You know, I'm trying to get to his level, but I talk to Corey all the time. He's a great guy, and Corey watches a lot of film. This is going to be interesting, guys. No, I haven't told anyone this. And don't be starting no bullshit rumors. I'm just telling you what we were talking about. So, or not even that, what I thought of in my head. That's what the better way to put it. So we were talking, and I was like, yeah, you know, Corey was telling me he watches film. And he's been telling me this, shout out to Corey, for 2 months now. He said, I'm telling you, Spencer, Javon Grigsby. Guys, look him up if you don't know him already. Three-star safety out of Louisiana. He's... Javon told me personally he's looking to commit in June. I think Michigan State has a very good chance in him. But nonetheless, about 8 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, Javon, you know, I hit him up. You know, we were just talking. This was before. I mean, he wasn't even ranked in the top 1,000 6 weeks ago, guys. So listen to this. 6 weeks ago, he was not ranked in the top 1,000. Fast forward to early May, he gets ranked 721st. Fast forward to yesterday, he's 670. So, long story short, Javon's basically jumped up 500 spots in a month. So, Corey was telling me about this guy 6 weeks ago before he was even in the top 1,000. If you looked him up, you wouldn't see any rating. Now he's up to 670, and Javon's got an Auburn offer, Michigan State. I mean, multiple good schools, ACC, all that good stuff. So, basically, I'm thinking why you guys are probably saying, why is he telling us about this? What I'm saying is that can relate to the point the player told me about maybe being scared of competition. If he knows, if Gabe knows, shit, you know, Javon's coming for the safety spot, whether Gabe's going to play safety or cornerback, it's to be determined. So, and then people are going to say, well, we were going to still take five DBs in the first place. You're right. So just say Javon comes. Then my curious ass started thinking, you know, why could he be scared of competition? And this might be totally wrong, guys. I'm just telling you what I thought. And then I was like, this sounds crazy, but maybe he thinks, you know, we can flip Jalen Reed and he'd get screwed. That's the first thing I thought of when he said that. So I'm thinking to myself, Jesus, if Gabe's doing this because he thinks maybe we're getting Grigsby and Jalen Reed, now it all makes sense. And, you know, I don't know, guys. The moral of the story is, I just want to get this out there. Gabe hasn't decommitted yet, but it's on the verge of both sides parting ways. I don't give a shit. He unfollowed me on all platforms. He unfollowed a lot of other players. It's not looking good right now. I think, honestly, in the end, guys, I really believe this. I think we're going to end up probably pulling the offer if he keeps this act up. You know, at least put out a note on Twitter saying you're still committed, you're not committed, you're going to reopen the process. Something, bro. Something. That's all we're asking. We're not asking you to fucking, excuse my language, but I mean, we're not asking you to go shoot a video and say like, I'm sorry or nothing. Just a simple message so everyone knows, you know, so Alan, at least, I mean, goddamn, I mean, some kind of indication. So that's basically the moral of the story. This isn't too long. I mean, sorry if I rambled off with some BS on this, guys. I just kind of wanted to clear the air with some of that stuff and just let you guys know. It's not me that's just saying, I don't know. It's multiple people, Alan included. Corey's still struggling. We're both trying to figure some stuff out. I mean, the best thing I got was the player telling me, you know, basically he was, and I hope this isn't, you know, I don't know if it's wrong, but it's definitely something further than I've come to conclusion with. So, yeah, guys, I hope I cleared everything up. Thank you all, and hopefully I'll be back with another podcast in the near future.